Hi, and welcome to another edition of Likely Stories. I'm Paige Connell, and I teach English at Midway High School. When this year comes to a close, if The Frozen River by Ariel Lahan isn't in my top one or two best books of the year, I will be shocked. There has been significant buzz about this story, but I didn't expect to be swept away by The Frozen River and its unlikeliest of heroines, Martha Ballard. The story has everything you could want. Characters to root for, a murder mystery, deep and layered drama in a community setting, a perfectly paced plot, and resolution that feels authentic. Don't let the fact that it's set in the 1790s deter you. The story feels as relevant as anything written today. Martha Ballard was a real historical figure, a midwife in the town of Hallowell, Maine, in the late 1700s. The author read a short article about her and her meticulous diaries detailing her work in her community and used that as a basis for about 75% of this book. Martha kept detailed records of every day she worked, which becomes a major plot point and also speaks to her punctilious nature. In this story, Martha is tough as nails, gentle as a lamb, and smart as a whip, and she cares fiercely for her family and the community which respects her so much. The basic frame of the story follows the seasons in northern Maine. As the icy river freezes, a dead body is pulled from the banks. Martha is called to examine and identify the body, and discovers it is one of two men she gave testimony against several months earlier. The men were accused of sexually assaulting the reverend's wife, but when the town doctor undermines Martha's findings, she continues her investigation, at her own risk. The diary, which she keeps so painstakingly, falls into question, and her entire reputation and livelihood is at stake. A primary theme of this story is men abusing their power, and while Martha and her family are in the center of the drama for the 6 months the river is frozen, we are on the edge of our seats as this plot plays out. Truly, this book shines because of its communal feel and the secondary players in Hallowell and beyond. Each chapter is labeled by a location in the community, allowing us to feel our way around the society and take a slower approach to the story. Each of Martha's children is interconnected to members of the community in interesting ways, which puts her in difficult spots when attending a birth or testifying at a hearing. And speaking of births, Martha, both the fictional and the historical one, attended hundreds of births in Hallowell and never lost a mother. That is an astounding feat for that time period, more than the so-called physician in town. The births are described in agonizing detail in a way that shows the strength of women long ago. Martha is called away at all hours of day and night, ministers to their needs, coaches them through the scariest time in their lives, remembers all their histories and alliances, and does her work with great pride. While this story focuses largely on a death, it is the constant parade of life which is the positive source in the book. The Frozen River reminds me of The Scarlet Letter, 1776, and The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, who plays an interesting tangential role in the story. It's a tale you've heard before, and also like nothing you've ever heard. It is gripping and solid and will stick with you long after the thaw.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.